Today we witnessed a big terrorist attack in Ahvaz, Iran, to the complete silence of the Western mainstream media and political class. Terror attacks in the West, of course, which claim 25 lives, I think that's close to the death toll of the Charlie Hebdo events, are usually front page news, and the whole world is urged to mourn the deaths of the innocents slaughtered by the terrorists. But in the case of terrorism against Iran, suddenly everything changes, and the media tends to ignore it, to downplay it. There have been close to 20,000 people killed in these kinds of terrorist attacks by extremist groups in Iran over the years, to the almost complete silence of the Western media. And in fact, that's because it's the Western governments led by the United States and its Israeli master who are in fact organizing, funding, arming, equipping, and unleashing these terrorists against Iran. And they have been ever since the Islamic Revolution of 1979. And today we have in power in the United States the Trump administration, whose two main Iran advisors, Bolton and Pompeo, are both fanatical anti-Iran haters. And these people have taken tens of thousands of dollars in bribes from one of the world's most notorious terrorist groups, the MEK. And these are disguised bribes. They're usually called speaking fees. And Bolton and Pompeo and others will go in front of these terrorists at sort of astroturf or organized events that are not spontaneous grassroots events at all, but heavily financed kinds of propaganda exercises. And they'll take these huge sums of money to basically try to paper over the MEK's terrorist past. Well, now these guys are in power, Bolton and Pompeo, the allies and bribe takers of the anti-Iran terrorists, and we can assume that they're helping their terrorist friends by upping the level of U.S. support. So that's what Foreign Minister Zarif meant when he talked about the foreign backers being responsible for this. Just imagine if Iran were to be organizing terror attacks by similarly extremist groups here in the United States. What would be the response? The public would be outraged, and the American government would be calling for retaliation, perhaps an all-out invasion of Iran. So fair is fair. Shouldn't we say that Iran has just the same right to organize retaliation or even an invasion against the United States? Well, in the world as it stands, of course, that's not going to happen. But in the long run, this kind of provocation by the U.S. is going to be counterproductive. Throughout history, as Caleb Carr has written in his book on the history of terrorism, terrorism usually doesn't work. When civilians are attacked, they rally around the government. And that's why state terrorism, in terms of the bombings of Britain by Hitler, the firebombings of Dresden and other German cities by the British, simply reinforced the will to resist on the part of those civilians who were being terrorized. This happens over and over and over. That's why terrorism doesn't really work most of the time as a weapon of war or the strategy of war, except the false flag variety, in which it's blamed on somebody else. So in this case, the U.S. pursuing this terror strategy, hoping to convince the Iranian people to stop supporting their government, is going to fail, because all this is going to do is rally support for the government in Iran. And we've seen what happens when Iran is under attack, when Saddam Hussein, armed with U.S. chemical weapons and pushed into a war on Iran, an invasion against Iran during the 1980s, they found that the Iranian people are not going to stand for it. And I think that people like Bolton and Pompeo maybe failed to learn that lesson, and they're going to be learning it in the future.